From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria, with opposition activists saying intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of Aleppo and nearby villages killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, which is an activist collective, said 45 people were killed Saturday, just hours after a U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said a strike from a warplane hit the city of Idlib. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. Earlier, Syrian state media reported that the Assad government was ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive material Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. South Korea also said that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. China also spoke out against North Korea's nuclear tests, saying they were not conducive to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Security Council condemned the underground test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. This is VOA News.